Thank you, Lord. Well, let me tell you what I probably need to do, tell you what I was told and looking at the scripture. And the Lord had me to turn to Galatians chapter 3. And we'll look at this for a minute. He said, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who in the world you let work witchcraft on you, that you should not obey the truth? Before whom I, Jesus Christ, has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only will I learn of you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, by hearing and faith." How did you get out of the mess you was in? By doing the old stuff you've been doing? Ever when you turn from your old mess and believe God and receive help and you got delivered? He said, "Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, got started in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh by going back doing what you did before you got born again and got filled with the Spirit and start following God? Now that God bless you, then you go back to doing the same old stuff you were doing, lying, cheating, and all the other stuff?" That's what he was asking these people. They had got delivered from all this stuff. And here they are going back to it. He said, "Well, how did you get where you are?" And so it says in verse 4, "Have you suffered so many things in vain? Have you gone through all that to get to this place and then go back to do that same old crazy stuff? Smoking, cussing, drinking, lying, cheating, doubting, unbelieving, won't be faithful, won't be committed to the Lord, won't be faithful to your family, won't do what's right. Looking for any excuse not to show up, looking for, won't pray. He said, "Have you got to this place and now you're just going back to the same old crazy stuff that you used to do? You only started getting help when you start obeying the word." That's when you started getting help, when you start acting on the word. And just because a little trouble showed up, are you going back to that mess that had you bound up? What's the matter with you? "Well, I can just hold off on this Sunday and it'll be all right." And then you show up next Sunday, show up, you ain't there that Sunday. "Well, I ain't gonna pray today. I'll skip prayer line today." And next day you're still not there. Well, "I'm gonna slide by paying my tithe because I know God's been good to me. But I got this extra bill I need to pay." Are you so foolish? You only start prospering when you start acting on the word of God. Now you're going back doing like you did before you got saved. What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? When you first got saved, you couldn't pray God enough. Now you can't get to open your mouth. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You got it. You're riding in a pretty nice car now, but you can't even open your mouth now. What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? No church starts at Sunday school start at 9:15 and regular service start at 10. Yeah, you come begging at 11:15. What's wrong with you? You just couldn't get the door open quick enough. He's talking to the Galatians. I thought he was writing it to the Christian fellowship. You used to come out to prayer on Saturday morning. I mean, people just, now you can't hardly find me. What's wrong with you? What are you doing? You mean you got so self-sufficient you don't need God anymore in your life? You know how to handle it? What's wrong with you? Then when somebody need a miracle, you sitting over looking like a, anyway. We ought to be on it. Say, this devil, you ain't coming up in here. Well, you, who you think you are? You coming up in this family? You let an outsider try to come up in a family matter trying to straighten some stuff out. They'll leave with more knots on their head. And you know it. And you're going to let Satan come up in the midst of us? No, you don't put your hand on my brother. You don't put your hand on my sister. No, you don't. I almost cussed then because I'm up. I'm mad. I just almost cussed. I helped him. Who you think you are? I'm telling y'all, when we saints get tired of being tired of putting up with some junk going on in our lives and just barely struggling, hanging on, it's about time we get stirred up. If you ain't gonna get stirred up, I'm gonna find me a bunch that's gonna get stirred up with me. I am stirred like I have never been stirred before. And people need healing, and people need deliverance, people need to be free, people need to be saved. They're gonna get saved. I ain't got time to be laying around looking at Matlock. I'm going to the show. We got a show today. Listen to this. He said in verse 5, he therefore that minister to you the Spirit and work miracles among you, do as he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. How did it happen? Did you ever have a miracle work in your life when you were following your old sinful ways and doing everything your way? No, you ain't had nothing happen until you heard the word and acted on the word, then you got a miracle. And then you got a miracle and then got some blessing. Start riding better, paying your bills better, living in a better house and having enough gas to go back and forth to work all week without charging or borrowing. Now that doesn't have to start happening. Now you won't show up at church, won't pay your tithe. When you drag in, you stay as close as you can to the back so you sneak out when the man says amen. All right. And don't say a little something that you don't think you lack, who you think you are.